Standing proudly in the center of forgotten America and speaking with a very clear, common-sense voice, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and this is Full Contact Radio. Here are three big things you need to know in hour number three. Three, Area 51 is ready for white guests, and these folks are not welcome. We met with overwhelming force if they come running into the secret government facility. Number two, new tests show no sign whatsoever of the invasive Asian carp making its way into the tributaries of Lake Michigan. The carp have been found in the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. The absence in Lake Michigan is good news, at least for now. And number one, Michigan freshman Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is one of the four members of the squad. And she's in the spotlight of the turf war of the Democratic Party and now a new series of battles with President Trump. And she's calling for his impeachment. Again, I mean, she only waited, what, 5 minutes after being elected to call for it the first time. We're going to have that mother effer impeached. Remember that? Ah, yes, the class. The class of the squad. By the way, the president is out tweeting this morning. Let me share with that with you right now before we move anywhere else. Because he's focused on Michigan's Rashida Tlaib and the others. The Democrat congresswomen have, here it is, the Democrat congresswomen have been spewing some of the most vile, hateful, and disgusting things ever said by a politician in the House of Representatives or Senate. And yet, they get a free pass and a big embrace from the Democrat Party. Horrible, anti-Israel, anti-USA, pro-terrorist, and public shouting of the F word, among many other terrible things, and the petrified Dems run for the hills. Why isn't the House voting to rebuke the filthy and hate-laced things that have been said? Because they are the radical left, and the Democrats are afraid to take them on. Sad. That was about 45 minutes ago, the president getting warmed up, and then he went on to some other topics. Billionaire tech investor Peter Thiel believes Google shouldn't be investigated for treason. He accuses Google of working with the Chinese government. That was on Fox and Friends. A great and brilliant guy who knows this subject better than anyone. The Trump administration will take a look! Exclamation point. And just moments ago, if you come after the president, the country, the flag, he's going to defend himself. What the squad doesn't like is that Donald Trump is enforcing the very laws that are on the books that were put there by Congress. Jason Chaffetz said that. And he also says, buy Jason's great new book, Power Grab. But the president being criticized by not just Democrats, but some Republicans as well for his tweets in recent days. Trump asked over the weekend why the four female lawmakers of color didn't just go back to help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. His comments clearly referring to Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged Republicans to condemn the president's, quote, xenophobic tweets by supporting an upcoming Democratic-sponsored resolution that would in part celebrate new immigrants to America. And on Twitter, Michigan Congressman Paul Mitchell, among those pushing back against the president, quoting and tweeting this, "We must be better than comments like these. I share the political frustrations with some members of the other party, but these comments are beneath leaders." So Mitchell, a second-term congressman, pushing back. Also, predictably, Fred Upton of St. Joe, Michigan senior Republican member of Congress and a very middle-of-the-road moderate, some would call rhino, said he was appalled by the president's comments, which he called flat-out wrong and uncalled for. "There's no excuse," he said. "Inflammatory rhetoric from both sides of the aisle that is used to divide us just isn't right. It's not helpful," said Upton in a tweet. "We have too many challenges facing us. We ought to be working on together immigration, the debt ceiling, the border crisis." And then from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District, Congressman Bill Heisinger of Zeeland joined in. He posted this on his Facebook page. "Every duly elected official needs to lead by example. End the personal character assassination attacks and focus on finding ways to work together to make America the very best it can be. We are better than this. Let's start showing it. Well, I would say this, Congressman. Your fellow colleagues in Congress seem to have missed that message as well. It seems that your colleague from Michigan, Rashida Tlaib, missed that message as well. And I wonder if you've ever even spoken with her more than just to say, hello, how are you? But Nancy Pelosi is also laying a trap for the president because she's trying to put together a resolution. Now, keep in mind, well, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib made anti-Semitic remarks. Nancy Pelosi wasn't able to get any resolution put forward to condemn anti-Semitic remarks, even though they have happened several times just since January. Instead, they got some sort of we want world peace nonsense, all-inclusive garbage, mealy-mouth nonsense. So it's unclear how the Republican House members might vote on a Pelosi-announced resolution which would reference a speech from Republican President Ronald Reagan that said each wave of new arrivals to the country must ensure the nation is forever young, forever bursting with energy and new ideas. But Ronald Reagan also said you need to teach American school children about the greatness of America, which we have failed to do. He mentioned that in his farewell speech to the nation. Because if we fail to remember what we did, we won't know who we are, said Ronald Reagan. And that is the God's honest truth. Tlaib told CNN after the press conference that a couple of Republican colleagues reached out to apologize for Trump's comments, but she did not identify them. Trump quoted a Fox News Channel interview with Senator Lindsey Graham in which the Republican South Carolina senator called out the anti-Semitic, anti-America views of Tlaib, Omar, Ocasio-Cortez, and Presley. In fact, I'd like you to hear that. Here's what Lindsey Graham, the formerly spineless Lindsey Graham, had to say about the comments from the squad. If I don't know where this term came from, the squad. Well, the squad not doing too well. But here's bite one from Lindsey Graham. Go.
We all know that AOC and this crowd are a bunch of communists. They hate Israel. They hate our own country. They're calling the guards along our border, the Border Patrol agents, concentration camp guards. They accuse people who support Israel of doing it for the Benjamins. They're anti-Semitic. They're anti-America. Don't get down. Aim higher. We don't need to know anything about them personally. Talk about their policy.
Okay. And by the way, one of the listeners said, every clique of girls is a squad. I had no idea. I feel a little more educated now. But there you have it. Some Republicans pushing back. Michigan Republicans pushing back. And some Democrats as well. And yet, Donald Trump may have accomplished what he set out to do, which is to make these people the face of the Democrat Party for 2020. 14 after on a Tuesday, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at WyckoffWellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July savings.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking, and they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Great